Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Casey Lapp, and I'm going to be reading a devotional called Tell God Who He Is. Let's pray first. Father God, I know you have something to say to us today. And just like me, I know the mom who is listening right now probably has much going on around her and within her. I pray that your sweet Holy Spirit would meet us both right here in this moment. Still the distractions, usher in peace. Give us ears to hear you and hearts to receive your love for us. Amen. The scripture for today is, we praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. That's Psalm 75, verse 1. And I'm going to read some more with you together as we go on. But for now, we're just going to start with the devotional. So I hate to admit it, but I have lost many nights of sleep from worrying and wondering. I battled with fear when my teenager was exposed to more of the world than I was ready for him to experience. I panicked when my toddler began showing signs of special needs. And I have been physically and emotionally emptied during late-night medical emergencies with a newborn. Although I turned to God in prayer, my greatest hope was for my circumstances to just get better. Dear friend, you and I both have faced major difficulties in our lifetimes. Unfortunately, our children will face them too. You may have caught yourself dwelling on your situation or looking for just the right promise in Scripture to comfort you in your circumstance. Jesus himself encourages us to not get stuck on our life struggles. In John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. I started to realize my heart and hope were not prospering in a prayer life founded on desperately seeking comfort. So I started to seek scripture that would saturate my heart and mind. I was filling myself with truth about who God is rather than just searching for something to say life would get easier. I get up early enough each morning to make sure I have time to turn my heart toward the truth of who God is. I play a worship song or turn to a psalm to spur me on. I love Leland's song, Waymaker. I listen and I sing to God. You are the Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. And it is amazing how peace floods my mind and drowns out the other thoughts. Sweet sister, we are worshiping God when we declare who He is. Worship is what we were created to do, and it's the way we access the completed, eternal power and love of God right here in the midst of life on earth. When we turn our hearts toward God's greatness, we are stilled by His perfect peace. You can read about that in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Even the largest problems seem small in the light of God's glory. So we're going to practice together right now, and I'm excited about this. So what I want you to do first is a quick self-assessment. Mom, how do you feel right now? Are your thoughts light and bright, or maybe heavy and dark? What about your body? Where are your shoulders sitting? Is your jaw soft or locked? Just take a little mental note of your current peace level. I'm going to read some scripture over you, and you can do this on your own too with a psalm or a song or use these same verses anytime you want. So after these seven verses I'm going to read over you, we'll check in again and measure the impact of simply sitting in the truth about who God is. Remember, we're just reading scripture to tell God who He is. There's no magic formula here. Let's get started. Take a deep breath and just listen to His truth. There is no one like you, God. You are majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, always working wonders. Exodus 15:11. You are the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God. I honor you and give you glory forever. 1 Timothy 1:17. You are the everlasting God, creator of the ends of the earth. You do not grow tired or weary, and no one can fathom your understanding. Isaiah 40, verse 28. The heavens proclaim your righteousness, for you are the God of justice. Psalm 50, verse 6. You are the great God, the great King above all gods. Psalm 95, verse 3. You determine the number of the stars and call them by name. You are great and mighty in power. Your understanding has no limit. Psalm 147, verses 4 and 5. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13, 8. Well, how do you feel now, Mama? I know none of the worrisome things, the weariness you may be wearing, or the demands of life changed during this short time in Scripture together. But I wonder if you felt what I sometimes feel, the peace of perspective. He is Lord over all, and that includes you, your family, your everything, and He loves you. And I want you to know that even if you accidentally zoned out or started thinking about your worries when we were reading Scripture, even if you didn't feel any peace, it doesn't mean it won't work for you. God is still God, and we just keep showing up and speaking about who He is. You know, I'm recording this devotional a few years after I wrote it, and reading the words I wrote then reminded me of some incredibly hard times. I remember my desperation and times of greatest needs. And now we're a few years into our journey of special needs parenting. The newborn is an absolutely wild toddler, and my teenager is a young man. I can see that during that time and up till now, God strengthened me and my whole family as a result of just speaking out who He is as a banner over us in the middle of it all. And if I'm honest with you, times have not gotten any easier. They've just changed. We live on the mission field, and honestly, we might be in even more challenging season now than we were back then when I was writing this. Just different circumstances. But dear, dear friend, I'm so grateful for that, because right now I can bring you this authentic encouragement today in my real time, because I'm putting it to practice. I can guarantee you that God is in it and He works the good out for us. So yes, the times are hard, but Mama, my God is who He says He is, and He's going to stay that way. And it's true for you too. Nothing else remains. Just cling to Jesus. Cry out His name. Speak out who He is, and the King of Kings will not only carry you through it, but He will bless you in it. You are loved and seen today, daughter of the King. So let's pray together. Lord, You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are worthy to be praised. You are the beginning and the end, and Your thoughts are higher than ours. Thank You, Father, for Your sovereignty. Even when we cannot understand or don't know how to pray, Your Spirit groans and intercedes for us. Help us to keep our minds fixed on You no matter what comes our way. When we start to feel afraid, help us cover our fears with the truth about who You are, Jesus. You are more than enough, and we love You. Amen.